I know how confused you've been feeling lately. I know that it's been an intense, gnawing distraction, disturbing you in your day-to-day life, and intrusively showing itself at inappropriate times. I can see how much it bothers you. I hate to watch you suffer all alone. You know how much I care about you. You're my little pet. But I guess you've been embarrassed to talk about it with me. Maybe you're not even sure exactly how you're feeling yourself. I guess that's why they call it being confused, right? Because that is what you're feeling, isn't it, pet? Confused. The constant lingering conflict between what you think and what you feel. What you know and what you want. What you think you want and what you really want. Deep, deep down. We all want something deep, deep down. It's normal. You don't have to shy away from it. I won't judge you. And I want you to know that if you're ever feeling a certain way, you can always tell me about it. I like seeing how you really feel. Deep, deep down. But that's irrelevant. I know you'd never talk to me about what's really bothering you anyway. And I wanted to be a good friend and help you out. It did take me a little while to figure out what was bothering you. But when I finally understood, I had the perfect idea to help you out. It's a little gift from me to you. Something to help you settle your thoughts. All you have to do is relax and let me guide you. I'll be with you the whole way, guiding you through. Well, you're about to find out. But first, you and I both have to get naked. Don't worry about why. Just do what I say and take off your clothes. I'm going to take off mine too. When you're nice and ready, I'm going to put this blindfold over your eyes. There's a surprise waiting for you in the next room, and I can't wait to show you. Don't worry. I know you're going to love it. Here, let me put the blindfold on. Trust me. I have everything planned out. Take my hand. Follow me. Watch your step. Walk with me into the warm, quiet bedroom. Okay, stop right there. Before I remove your blindfold, I want you to kneel down on the floor for me. Don't think about why. Just obey me. Sink down onto both knees. I'm going to remove your blindfold now, okay? But you have to promise me that no matter what your reaction, you won't get up. You'll stay down on your knees, just like I told you to. Promise. Ta-ta! Do you like it? I invited a friend over. I thought maybe he could help straighten out some of those tangled thoughts of yours. I explained how confused you were, and he was happy to come over and help you out. So, tell me, is it confusing to have his soft, plump cock right in front of your face? It's okay. Don't think about it. Just relax. It's okay to be confused. Don't think about it. You like it. So what's there to be confused about? Don't think about it. If you feel yourself becoming dizzy, don't think about it. It's normal. Dizziness and tingling sensations are normal symptoms of severe, acute confusion. Don't think about it. Be honest. Doesn't it feel a little good being so confused? Don't think about it. Or do you try to avoid thinking about how good it makes you feel? Are you worried that by thinking about it, you'll just become more and more confused? Don't think about it. And the more confused you become, the better it feels. Though you don't want to admit that to yourself, do you? How good you feel when your brain becomes all scrambled with kinky thoughts you shouldn't be having. Don't think about it. Don't think about it. He's still soft, but it's already so big, so thick. He has a perfect cock. No wonder you're confused. He looks so juicy and plump, doesn't he? His balls are so tight and firm. He's smooth and shaved all over. Flawless, bare skin. Smooth and pink and soft. Hey! Why don't you just scoot a little bit closer? Just a couple of inches. Maybe you could just rest your head on him. Yes. Lean in. Place your cheek right there and feel the intense warm glow from his thigh. Flexed and pumping and hot. Feel his hand gently begin to play with your hair as his fingers gently move in small circles on the back of your head. You feel how firm and delicate his grip is on you. And then you see me scooting over and leaning myself onto the other thigh. It does look better close up like this, He's even getting a little bit hard. He probably loves having you up close like this. I told him all about you, you know. He's really been looking forward to this. I told him how confused you are and that it probably wouldn't be difficult to talk you into sucking his cock. He got really excited when I told him that I could give him a little virgin mouth to break in. I can't believe you haven't given any blowjobs yet when there are cocks like this just out there. I would really love to get on this cock right now and worship him. The only thing keeping me back is that I want this to be about you. I want to watch you as you sink deeper into it, deeper into confusion and submission. I've wanted this for so long, a good little bi boy to share with my friends. It would make me so happy to watch you suck his cock. But it's okay if you just want to sit here for a while, clinging on to him and letting yourself feel dizzy. I feel really dizzy too, having my face this close to a dick as big as this. Dizzy and warm. Do you feel it too? Is it making you tingle the same way it's making me tingle? Like my pussy is glowing, yearning for this cock. Do you feel that too, between your legs? That tingling heat? That alone is enough to make your whole body feel so good. It feels really good for your mind too. Yes. And because it feels so good, it makes you even more confused. I do feel a little bit sorry for you. A little bit sorry for putting you in this position. Caught between a rock and a hard stud. Me urging you on, him just gently playing with your hair, and you finding it impossible to look away. Oh, it shouldn't feel this good. The more confused you get, the warmer and tinglier you feel. Hey, give me your hand. Do you trust me? I'm not going to force you, but I really think you should touch it. Just to feel it, you know? Just once. Just put your hand up here and cup him gently, like that. Let his thick, juicy cock rest in your hand. Feel how warm it is. How it radiates heat and dominant energy that seems to flow right into you. See how it rests in your palm, limp and heavy. Stroke him a little, please. I really want to see. I really want to see you play with his yummy cock. Oh, it's not gay, I promise. You don't even know if you really like it yet. You're just trying to figure out how you feel. There's nothing gay about figuring out if you really like cock or not, is there? Boys shouldn't be discouraged from exploring. It's healthy to explore his cock with your hands. Stroking cock is good for you, I promise. Stroking cock is really, really good for your little confused brain. Start stroking him, slowly. Be really gentle so we can enjoy watching him get hard. Fuck. I knew his cock was going to be nice, but watching the way his head is swelling and throbbing and becoming all red and sensitive like that. If I were you, I wouldn't hesitate for a second to put this cock in my mouth. You would have to hold me back to stop me drooling over this tasty dick. it's so plump and juicy. Don't you just want to put it between your lips and nurse on it? Gently sucking and swallowing thick drops of pre-cum from the tip. Heavy, glistening, sweet drops of yummy cum that keep pouring endlessly out of his cock while you suck him off. It's so hard to decide whether or not to stick out your tongue and slip that cock into your mouth, isn't it? I feel it too, especially when you really, really want to. But you shouldn't. Don't think about it. I'm not going to force you to do anything you don't want to do. But I know you're thinking about it. I can see the way you're staring at him. You look a little confused. Your eyes are all glazed over and fixed straight ahead. You're like a deer in headlights. It's honestly really cute watching how confused you become at the sight of him. And, baby, just like I said, I won't force you to do anything. I also wouldn't try to stop you. If you decided that you really, really wanted to suck his cock, I would never try to interrupt you. The only person who can stop you is you. You know I want to see it. So if you're not entirely sure what you should do, just think about me. Think about how happy it would make me to watch you suck him. You want to make me happy, don't you? You want to make me happy by being a good boy and putting him in your wet little mouth. Hey, look at me. Look past his cock and into my eyes. I know you're confused, honey, I do. And I'm really sorry for putting you in this position where your confusion is just triggered constantly. I can't pretend I'm not doing this to you because it... Well, I don't know how else to say it, but fucking with your head like this gets me really worked up, turning you into such a confused little slut. Stroke him a little bit faster. Be a good boy. Pump this juicy dick up and down. Oh, feel how he hardens and throbs in your hand. Veins popping and his balls bursting with so much yummy cum. I told him to save as much as he could for you. I told him to edge and blue ball himself until I could get you to play with him. Put your hand on them. Feel how full and plump they are, bursting with that sticky milk. You don't have to take it, but he saved up all that cum just for you. Just to give you the most amazing, juicy load. I told him you'd really like that. I told him you really wanted to be a little cum slut. I know I didn't ask you, but I know it's true. You want to be the nastiest little cum slut and take his cum wherever wherever he wants to dump it. I figured it was better to let him decide where to come, since you're so confused and indecisive. It's better if you just let his hard cock control you completely. Give into it. Just let it happen. Give into it. Don't think. Give into it. I want you to lean forward and put your lips on his cock. Give into it. Do it for me. Put your soft lips on his perfect cock. Don't stop stroking. Purse your lips and kiss him. Rub his cock between your lips. Feel his veins. I am the taste of his cock. Oh, you've never had your lips on a cock before, have you? Oh, fuck. Is it making you even more confused? Yeah, just keep kissing him. You haven't put it in your mouth, so it's not gay yet, right? It's not gay if you're just making out with it. Bumping it. Oh, yes. Move your lips up to the tip. Oh, just like that. Good boy. Just let your tongue roll around the head. Lick and swirl and suck on his perfect pink mushroom tip. Remember, you can't put it in your mouth. Well, you can. I wouldn't stop you. But it would be really, really gay if you did that. There's no getting around it. But no matter what you're telling yourself, I think you should do it. There's clearly something that's making you this confused. Perhaps this might clear up some things about how you feel. You should just open your mouth for me. Don't think about it. Just do it. Open your mouth for his cock. You want to, don't you? Don't think about it. You want to suck it. Don't think about it. You want his dick in your mouth. Sometimes all you need is a big, strong cock like this to show you where you really belong. To put you in your place. And doesn't this feel exactly like your place, slut? Yeah. Is this where you've always wanted to be? On your knees, with a throbbing cock between your lips, just waiting for you to open your mouth and stick out your tongue, waiting for you to finally give in, your mind scrambling for an escape, searching everywhere for a reason why you shouldn't just suck it. I want you to suck his cock. He wants you to suck his cock. You desperately need to suck his cock. Open your mouth. And slide him in. Oh, good boy. Be gay for me. Slobber all over him like I know you want to. Be a good little cocksucker for him. Show him how good you are at being a gay little fuck toy. I told him you could compete with any woman. Because right now, you basically are one. A cock-slobbering little girl. I don't think there's anything to be confused about, really. This really is fucking gay. Suck on his strawberry tip. Oh yes, let it slip across your tongue. Let it bump across that little G-spot good girls have in the back of their throats. Let your instincts take over. Mindlessly suck his cock. Blank and empty as you take him down your throat. Look up at him. Flutter your eyes like a good girl. Look up at him. Blank and empty as you take him down your throat. Look into his eyes. Feel his hunger surging through you as he pumps his cock in and out of your mouth. While he's all the way down your throat, I want you to stick out your tongue. Lick the underside of his shaft. And try your hardest to reach his balls with your tongue. Can you do it? Can you deep throat him far enough so that your tongue touches his balls? Go on. Open your throat. Like this. Good boy. Did that make you gag? You poor little thing. You couldn't even reach his balls with your tongue. And you did so badly want to lick them. Yeah. You do. You want to suck on those yummy balls. Put your face in there. Stuff your nose against the base of his cock. Lay your tongue flat against his balls and just lick. Taste his sweet, salty skin. Warm against your lips. So full of cum. Pop them in and out of your mouth. Now feel me sliding behind you, my hands running across your lower body, over your hips, your ass, running along your thighs. I slide a hand underneath your ass and firmly grab your little cock in my hand. You moan into his balls and his whole cock tingles. He groans and you feel him throb against your face. Oh, he loves it when you moan like that. The vibrations of your little whimpers make him tingle. So I want you to moan a lot while I milk your cock from behind. Feeling you moan gives him so much pleasure. Making you moan gives me so much pleasure. You are moaning from the indescribable pleasure. This is what you want, isn't it? To be milked and used like a slut, turned into an object of pure, confusing pleasure. I want you to put his cock back into your mouth. And while you milk him, I'm going to milk you. Then I'm going to watch you both come. And do you know where he wants to come yet? No. Well then, You have to be a good girl and ask him. Look up at him with those teary eyes of yours and ask him. Mister, can you come in my mouth? Say it. Say it loudly and with enthusiasm. Mister, please come in my mouth. Your cock is leaking all over the floor and my hands as I massage and milk your needy little erection. Are you about to come? Not yet. Your only focus should be on him. Play with his balls while you suck his dick. Fondle them, nice and gentle, coaxing even more yummy cum into them. Use your other free hand to stroke him. Nice, long, sloppy strokes. Spit and pump while you lick his head. Jerk and suck his cum out like a determined little fuck toy. Show him how badly you want it. Moan into his cock while I milk you. Oh, you can feel all that pre-cum pouring out onto your tongue and lubricating your throat. Your mind is going completely blank as you become nothing but a pleasure puppet. A good little cum slut. Oh, can you hear how he's starting to groan? Do you feel how his cock is starting to quiver between your lips? His hand on the back of your head, forcing you down deeper onto his cock. His pleasure building to the brink. His swollen head pushes that spot in the back of your throat, sending jolts of pleasure down to your cock, where my hand is pumping and stroking and pumping and stroking. Such overwhelming pleasure as you both keep building and building and building. You hear him grunting and groaning and breathing so heavily. Both his hands are on the back of your head, grabbing fistfuls of hair. And you, my little slut, are making a fucking puddle on the floor. Are you ready? Are you ready to swallow his cum? You're going to be a good girl and swallow every single drop for me. Okay, he's right where he should be. He's right on the edge. You're no longer confused, are you? No, you definitely want that cum. You want it. You need it. Your whole body tingles at the thought of it. Oh, he's really close now. Keep working him just like that. Pumping and sucking and fondling his balls. His whole body flexes and moves. He grabs your head so forcefully, fucking your mouth and making you spit and drool all over his cock. But he's just using your mouth just like a pussy. Using your mouth like a girl's hole. He's gonna come. He's gonna come because you're such a diligent little cocksucker. Are you ready for your reward? As soon as you feel him come, I want you to come too. I want you to come from being milked like this. Suck him harder. Pump him faster. I want you to push him over the edge. Make sure he never forgets how good you made him feel with your mouth. Show him what a perfect little fuck toy you can be. Make him come. Yeah, make him come. Make that juicy dick squirt. Oh, milk his cum like a good little whore. Suck and pump. Push him over the edge. Yes, look up at him. Look at him. Oh, there he goes. Feel him pulsing and throbbing, choking you with his cock. He grabs your head and pulls you in so fucking deep, your eyes roll back into your head, your nose pressed against his stomach as he pumps that delicious cum straight down your throat. And you gulp it down, squirt after squirt after squirt of yummy cum. And as soon as you begin to swallow, your broken mind becomes incapable of holding back anymore, and you spill your cum all over my massaging hand. Oh, both of you experiencing such intense simultaneous ecstasy. Oh, fuck, baby. Look how nasty you are. You're just leaking cum all over the floor. Oh, let the pleasure overwhelm you. Focus on making sure you swallow every little drop. Don't let his precious cum go to waste. Good girls, swallow every drop. Good girls love to swallow. Your body trembles and collapses. His cock releases from your mouth with a pop, and his wet tip drips cum onto your face as it continues to throb and flex. Oh, your mouth feels so empty without him inside you. But you need to breathe, baby. It's okay. You did such a wonderful job. Fuck. Did you see how hard you made him come? He saved it all just for you. Now, you should probably go and get cleaned up. I know it's hard to walk right now with jelly legs, but that's okay. When you come back, we can do whatever you want. And so, if you want to worship this perfect cock again, all you have to do is come back.